Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I like that.
What is up, guys? We are back for another episode of Black Lightning.
I love how you're the sound effect.
I don't know.
Giving us life over here.
It's Tuesday, and this episode was a lot. We have a lot to get into, and it's made me feel a lot of things.
Listen. All types of ways.
All types of things. But before we get into our initial thoughts and the show, I want to introduce my team. Repping Team Khalil hard tonight.
And Android. Slash Racer.
And specifically the year 2004 is our girl, Lanisha.
What's up? AKA Khalil is, you know, right now, technically half robot.
I mean, so we gotta talk about it.
Androids.
And all the way to the very end, she wants Cats to win the Oscar for Best Picture, and that's why she's wearing this vest. Yes. And she'll be doing news and gossip and hanging out with y'all in the chat. It's the queen herself, Missouri.
I'm here in true Leo fashion.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones, and it's almost my birthday, and it's Aquarius season, so get with it.
Coming to slay,
that's
y'all.
That's the sound effect I was making.
I know.
I sound just like it. Anyway, let's talk about tonight, because, wow, a lot. A lot. Fun fact, this was the episode I was on set for, which is why I couldn't say anything last week. And it feels so good to say that Lady Eve is alive and I saw her on set. And she was everything. Man. So what do you guys think about her being back?
I'm happy we got our Jill Scott on here. Yes. Lady Eve is back. I'm finally happy that we know where Lala has been and where Tobias has been, because I was really wondering, where did they go?
Like, what is going on?
What's happening?
I literally, when this episode went off, I was like, wow, this is a good episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is season one all over again. Like, we literally just started over. Only, obviously, people are in different places, right? Tobias is no longer terrorizing the city. Lala has died a few times. Jennifer now has powers. But it's literally the season one cast. Khalil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's literally season one all over again.
Yeah. Everyone back from the dead.
Yeah.
I'm definitely hyped about it. Fun fact about, you know, being on set or whatever. We weren't supposed to know Jill was there. And when everyone was breaking for lunch, she came out and we all were like, what are you doing here? And I had walked into the bathroom and she was in the bathroom, and I like looked around to see if anybody else was in there, and I was like, hi, Miss Scott, are you back, or are you just visiting? And in like true Jill Scott, like, you know, fashion, she was like, and she just walked it, well, she wobbled away because she was on crutches.
Oh.
But, you know, she gave the I'm back, ready to go, and she sure was ready to go. Let's talk about the whole Lady Eve situation, because last episode we found out that Lady Eve is the one who ordered the hit on our boy Gambi.
Right. Yeah.
And now she's running a Hoochie Mama trap house.
Yep.
Which making bank.
I kind of love.
A queen pin.
Yeah.
Or pimpette?
A pimpette.
Yeah.
She was a madame.
Yeah.
A madame.
I was here for it. I feel like there's something... I feel like she has some powers or something that we are going to see, because between the showdown with her and Lala, she was like, you'd be amazed to see what this ass could do. And part of me felt like that was a very Jill Scott thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I was like, it makes me think maybe she has some powers as well.
But it also makes me think she knows about Lala, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, is her power then not as strong as Lala? 'Cause, well, I guess it's not, because Lala could rise up back from the dead. But that really makes me wonder now, like, is Lady Eve now going to be a servant to Lala?
I don't know, because she told the girl it's kill or be killed, and she had like a little nervous look to herself. So I don't know if she actually was just trying to intimidate Lala, like, you know, we're on the same playing field, and not show her cards, though she doesn't really have any.
Yeah. It's hard to tell, because Lady Eve is definitely very, she knows how to play the game, and she knows how to talk the talk, even when she's not walking the walk. So for all we know, she could, like you say, not have anything going on, but also,
She's Lady Eve,
and she could very easily have some for that ass, which is tonight's theme. Everyone had something for that ass.
Literally.
Hello.
But I'm excited. I was happy to see Devontae with Lala. Not so much because I want him being Lala's henchman, but I just like seeing
him out.
It's nice to see these pod kids out. So hopefully,
and being regular humans,
yeah, you know, and doing
almost
right, we're almost there. But there was something Lala said that was kind of interesting when he was saying, you know, you can't let your passion and your feelings get into this. He's like, there's a reason I sell the
guns
weapons
to the resistance
for twice as much, and he's like, because business. And I was like, ain't that the truth? I mean, I don't support that, but...
Take notes. Everybody take notes.
Take notes. Take your feelings out of it.
Do not mix business and personal. That is real life in general. Because once you get angry, say get angry at a client, you caught slipping. Mm-hmm. Cussing them out. Mm-hmm. Out of the job.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll touch on this real quick. I'm really happy to see Anissa and Grace do normal couple stuff.
Grace has her powers under control.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that Anissa let her come back because she's so protective.
I was shocked because the last time she brought someone back, someone died. So I was really shocked that she was willing to take that risk.
I think with as high of pressure as everything is, sometimes you just need your boo. You know?
Decompress you a little bit.
Yeah.
Happy to see them together, though.
Love seeing them do normal stuff like cook dinner and argue about puzzles.
Love and that journey. And hear Sasha.
Shonda.
Oh, Shonda,
listen,
yeah.
I have Alexa, and she's rude. And I want...
So Shonda, like the Issa Rae version? Like, didn't they release the Issa Rae voice?
Yeah, on the Android.
Okay, so... I got a Google Play in my house, too. I can hear if I want. Okay, I didn't have to get an Android to do it. Anyway, I don't like Alexa. I would like a Shonda. Shonda calls you queen.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm a queen. Alexa says, I'm sorry. What did you say? And I'm like, that feels racist, Alexa, because you can't understand Ebonics. And it's rude.
Right.
And I don't appreciate you. I feel like if Alexa was a person, she'd touch your hair. Ooh. Without your permission.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ask you how your hair grew overnight.
Yeah. And is that all your hair?
How did you get it so, you know, like, yeah. You know.
I just wish my hair could do... you know? No, I don't know, Alexa. What are you trying to say, heifer? Anyway, I just wanted to touch on that really quick because it wasn't like a super big storyline, but the reappearance of Grace and the hint of someone else coming into the DC universe has me very excited. So keep the Grace thing in the back of your mind because we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But let's talk about Odell, Jen, Jeff. In the case of something for that ass.
Listen.
Because Jen tells Jefferson basically everything that's gone on.
Yeah.
Brandon's there.
Okay. That part.
Brandon has not put two and two together yet.
I thought he did. I thought we talked about this already.
All that hair and there's not a brain under it.
Leave that poor boy alone. He's thinking that she's just a regular meta kid. That got slipped some green light.
Listen, I know I could not, like, I know if there was a superhero in my day-to-day life, if they were real, I know I would not be one of those people who be like, I wonder who it is. Because, like, you mean to tell me that you see a big old man like Jefferson, and then you see a big old man like Black Lightning, and then you see a fine little bitty like Thunder, and then you see Jefferson has this fine little bitty daughter named Anissa, and then you see a shorter version, and then you see a shorter version. And you don't go 2 plus 2 equals the Pierce family?
He got a lot going on. He looking for his mama. He had a whole seizure.
Somebody made my at name Bad Girl Zuri.
Ooh. Bad Girl Zuri.
Okay. Nicholas Kelly, is there something you want to tell me?
I like it. It's like Bad Girl Riri.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
Changing that. Sorry. Your name in my phone. But so obviously she tells him everything that's going on, and in true Black Daddy fashion. Now, if you are a young Black woman and you got a Black Daddy,
you know how this goes.
You already know.
And Jennifer made it like, he made me feel special. Yeah. I was like, oh, here we go. We're going down this road. Yeah. Why, God?
Yeah. He made me feel special.
He took me to space.
Daddy, I went to space. I saw Jupiter, Daddy.
I rode in his Mercedes.
Jefferson was like, hell to the nah. We're not doing that. And while we're at it, who the hell is this Chia Pet?
Yeah.
Because we don't have time.
No. All these men in your lives and I don't know about it?
Yeah.
He knew about it last minute.
He's like, I hear woof, 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 but all I see are puppies. What's going on?
Basically. And she's been spending time with other men outside of her dad. Time with Odell. Yep. Time with the Pantene model. What exactly is going on here, Jennifer?
I mean, I appreciate the hustle. One hustler to another, Jennifer, I see you.
And I think you were mentioning it a couple of after shows, saying, like, Jen's just doing her own thing. Yeah, nobody worried about her.
We haven't seen much of Jen in the picture. Like, her scenes are so isolated. Yeah. Except when it's running through Gambi's lair. Yeah. And they're trying to catch up.
Well, I think that's their fault. That's Jefferson's fault.
I mean, they had her disappear for a minute until she came down in the inn and fumbled the bag. Because, you know, Jefferson tells her, like, chill, we're going to handle it. We're not going to kill him because that's not what we do. And he plays it super calm and then goes full-blown, like, Incredible Hulk. And he's like, Anissa, let's go. Time to go. Gambi, get the gat. Mm-hmm. We got to go.
Strap up.
They get Odell. And they tie him up, and they think they have Odell. Odell thinks he's going to get tortured, and he does all of the things.
And we find out that Odell taught Gambi everything he knows.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
And he brought up MLK again.
Please, leave Jesus and MLK out of this.
Right then and there, I wouldn't have pretended. I would have just... That's just for quoting the good people out of your mouth.
Ask you to weaponize children. They didn't do that.
Yeah.
And they don't want any parts of that.
But it kind of plays into what I've been saying for a while, that Odell isn't a chaotic evil. He's evil for the quote-unquote greater good. Now, who's greater good is up for debate. But in his mind, he thinks he's doing the patriotic thing.
Shame.
Which, it's interesting to see a villain like that who, in some right, they're right, but not really, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to figure out what in your mind thought it was right to do this to innocent kids. How is it that the white man figures it out first, the sergeant I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. How is it that he finds this immoral, but you, a Black man...
As my grandmama says, not all skin folk are kin folk.
Okay.
And that's a word. And that's a word.
Yeah.
Hello.
Also, shout out to Odell being from Gotham.
Right. That was news.
Maybe he can go on Batwoman. Never mind. I'm going to keep it cute. I'm going to say maybe he can go on Batwoman and spruce it up a little. But it's fine. It's fine. It's no Black Lightning, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was a fun... I always like when we get little DC eggs up in there. Easter eggs, I think is the term that they call it. I don't know. I don't know what the kids are calling it these days. Right. But he's from Gotham. That's where Batman's from. You get the picture. There's a lot of these little Easter eggs. That's what I'm calling it. I don't care if that's right or wrong, but that's what I'm calling it. There's all Easter eggs in this episode that makes me wonder what's going to be happening from here on out, or the other possibilities of things that they're going to be introducing.
Crossover.
But obviously, you know, Odell is always one step ahead. So, old girl, ASA agent with the short haircut and angry face, she tells Khalil, it's time to go. We're killing all the Pierces. And he rolls up in there, gang, gang. And for a minute there, Jefferson really had him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, doesn't he know 21 versions of martial arts and he's been getting his butt kicked often? What is happening here?
Yeah.
Well, he may know martial arts, but that still don't be superpowers.
I mean, because it was like Black Lightning and Thunder were playing badminton with him, basically. Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer let Teen Angst get in the way. And, like, zapped her daddy and her sister to save her man, who then tried to come after her, who then she had to zap, and Odell got away.
I was so irritated with that.
I hate to see it.
Jennifer, what is the reason, sis? Let it go.
I get that shock. I get that she's shocked. But, come on, you let the man that you were trying to, chase after, Odell, mm-hmm. you let him go. Mm. You could have stopped it.
In my late 20s, I can tell you that there is never a boy from high school that you are ever going to be like, I'm glad I didn't zap him, you know? Zap the boys from high school.
Please, Jennifer,
that's
please.
The lesson that should be had here.
Yeah. Especially when the two people who clearly love you are telling you, like, let this go, sis. Like,
especially when your dad and your sister, like, it's your father.
And they liked Khalil, too.
Like, yeah. Beautiful gowns, as Aretha Franklin once said. Right. Mm. Beautiful gowns, but you gotta just let it go.
Let it go.
You gotta let it go.
Don't be the bag lady, Jennifer.
While all this is happening, beautiful Brandon with his beautiful hair.
Yeah.
is slowly piecing together that Black Lightning is Jefferson Pierce. Thunder is Anissa Pierce. And Lightning is Jennifer Pierce. Good job, Brandon. We are really proud of you. He was playing with his name, though, and he almost said Geoforce, mm-hmm. which we will talk about in News and Gossip. But mm-hmm. I was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I like it. What I am not liking is Lynn. Lynn's going through it, you guys. And it makes me sad because I love Lynn.
Yeah.
You know, I know last week they talked about how dangerous addiction is and all the things, but she literally is a Black woman scientist who is saving lives, like, for real, and is sought after by different people around the world. Like, I think that is really amazing. However, when she popped that green light and then the next scene of her looking refreshed, mm-hmm. I said, I'm not playing with this makeup team. Like, what? Because everyone's been complimenting on how bad she's looked, and literally, and we've only seen her look bad for like the past two episodes because mm-hmm. she hasn't had a green light, and then we see her again with a green light and she literally is snatched, and I'm like, Lynn,
man,
one hit, that's all she needed.
One hit. Very similar to when I don't have coffee and then when I do get my first coffee in the middle, and then it's like face beat.
Right.
Oh, that's real.
Edges laid.
Right. Glow.
Yes. Ready to start the day. I love the guy who's helping her, the ASA agent, because it reminded me of, like, obviously this is kind of similar to real life with the kids in cages and whatnot. And I read an article about this ICE worker who basically quit his job because he was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't support what's going on here. These are children. And I thought it was cool. Also, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Well, he said he's from a small town outside of Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm going to pretend like it's Fern Creek, which is a small town outside Louisville, Kentucky. But that's my hometown. So right. His mind. He didn't have a Kentucky accent, but it's fine. Baby steps, right. But shout out to, and he said Louisville, right? Because some people say Louisville or Louisville, but he said Louisville.
I probably would right. have been like,
taste. Speaking of shout outs, can I give some shout outs to the chat?
Yes.
All right, Nicholas Kelly, thank you for giving me a new name, Bad Girl Zuri. I appreciate that. ER's Grandpa, of course, you're here every week. Gracie and Ryan, as well as Diane, Cliff Washington. Jazzy Jones, Ted B, Dream Tube, you're new. Hey, how are you? Kendra Ann, Cliff Washington, Erica Walker, Forever Mamba Verse 24. Yes, RIP, the late and great Kobe Bryant. Yeah, so much can be said, but thank you for all that you've done for us. Blue 87, Janelli, John J, JJ. Hey, girl.
Or his say Janelle J.
Yes. Marion Jones and Kendra Ann, just to shout out a few.
We appreciate you guys for watching with us literally every week. You guys always show us so much love, and we really do appreciate it. Whether you agree with us or don't agree with us.
Yes. And we appreciate it. Listening to this on the podcast, give us 5 stars. And if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up.
Ayo. Let's talk about TC and Gamby's relationship, because I really like...
TC is so gosh darn nosy, it just grinds my gears. How come he can never just sit down? He is always up touching stuff.
The machine's talking to him.
I feel like I'm going to be that mom that's like, when we get in this grocery store, you don't touch nothing, don't look at nothing, don't talk to anybody. Ooh. Like, who, TC, please?
I already know what type of mom are you about to be. Okay. Is there about to be the, do you have McDonald's money type mom?
I just feel like he's just always touching stuff. No, like,
boy, if you don't stop touching stuff.
If you just don't sit down, like, even to coming to Gamby's place, like, find somewhere else to go. Like, he broke into Gamby's lair and came in touching stuff. Please, sir, please.
But I like his character because I do feel like it's more redemption for Gamby. Obviously, he's done a lot with Jefferson and whatnot, but I think Gamby's really struggled the past couple seasons with what he did in his past, and I think this is a great opportunity to see him continue to be on this redemption path. I just always get nervous when people who had bad past go on a redemption tour, because it always makes me feel like they're gonna die.
Well, no one dies here, so
yeah, but it's been okay. Like season wise, but I don't think Gamby will die, because we're already losing Henderson at the end of the season, it seems like, so hopefully
I just worry with TC. Because he's always where he's not supposed to be. I feel like he's gonna get people caught up.
Yeah, no, I definitely was scared when I saw him walking up to Khalil that something was gonna happen. I also got scared when him and when he was I got scared when Brandon was at the lair by himself, because I'm like, I can't tell what kind of characters you are going to be, but I don't want you to be like Issa and die.
Right. Yeah. That's the only time I got scared, was when he was getting near Khalil. But everything else, like, Gamby gave him permission to break the code and everything and to help him out, so.
I feel like there's no point in, like, trying to control someone like that. Like, they just cannot help being nosy.
new nickname alert from ER Grandpa. They said, tell us how you really feel at Mama Zuri.
I was a bad girl and a mom.
Bad gal Zuri, Mama Zuri.
Jeez.
Just know in the comments.
Mama.
I'll tell you what, since we're still doing the giveaway at the end of the season, this week you will get an entry in the drawing if you come up with a new nickname for Zuri in the comments. So please.
The best nickname.
The best nickname gets 3 entries, and I'll announce it next week. Everyone else, you get 1 entry into the giveaway at the end of the season. How about that? I do like TC, though, because I think his power is cool. He has been actually very useful, despite him being a pain in the ass. Also, I thought it was funny that Khalil called Jennifer a pain in the ass, because it's like, painkiller. Ba-dum-psh.
Right. Like,
punny. But I think he's been useful, because, you know, he's hinted, or he let us know about Lady Eve, even though everyone on that team thinks she's dead still. Mm-hmm. He did bring it up. He was able to get into Khalil's mind, and a theory that we've been trying to figure out, it seems like Khalil is still in there.
There's awesome.
There's
we are Team Brennifer, girl. Let us go.
No, you and Portia are Team Brennifer.
Actually, to be honest, I did the poll last week, and I'm not kidding, was exactly 50-50
in the poll.
With a total of 52 votes, it was 50-50.
Jesus.
For Khalil and Jennifer and Brandon and Jennifer. So,
listen.
The people are torn.
Brandon and Jen they're cute, okay? They're cute. However, the real love is with Jennifer and Khalil.
I feel like Brandon and Jennifer are like Shaggy and Velma. But Khalil and Jennifer are Fred and Daphne.
Yes.
You know? But like black.
Yes.
But that's how I feel. I don't feel like they're...
I wish the camera could have cut to Brandon in that scene. And we could just see his reaction.
Because he just, flip his bundles back. Like,
So that's your ex.
Cool.
Trying to play it cool.
Cool.
I'll say this for prediction. Sorry.
Say less. But yeah, so we see that Khalil's up in there. He loves him some Jennifer.
Okay. That's probably why he was saying, you're a pain in my ass. That's probably why, because her image probably kept coming. Because I was thinking, I was like, you never came in contact with her. So yeah. How is she a pain in your ass?
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, that's probably how.
If anything, she was helping you.
Okay. Ungrateful. Right. Okay.
Right.
I saved your life.
I wish a man would tell me I'm a pain in the ass when I'm helping him. I'll zap you so quick. Anyway.
He's just so sad because he got knocked out and she had to save him.
Speaking of getting knocked out, Tobias gets knocked out.
Where was Lynn taking, like, why did Lynn think she could control Tobias? Like, what, does she taking him to a cellar?
I think she was going to put it in the same, I think she thought maybe he was going
to. Like, I was like, where is she taking him to control him? That's, like, what I was missing.
Well, she's on drugs, girl, you know?
Like, I think that's what the episode was titled, right? This
She's on drugs, girl?
Lynn's addiction, yeah.
It's like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, she had better chances of sneaking in every day and pulling out Meryl from Tobias than to take him out of that facility and take him to Lord knows where. He's lucky she didn't put that cloak on and run the opposite direction.
Facts. But it looks like the Markovians now have their golden goose, because we keep calling everyone a golden goose in this episode. Tobias was Lynn's golden goose. Lynn was Tobias's golden goose. Now they're all golden gooses and the Markovians have them. Which is scary because the Markovians, if you don't remember, are the bad guys.
Yeah. And they needed Lynn. Lynn was the one doctor. They didn't need the other doctor.
Right. They didn't care about.
It doesn't even look like they took Lynn. It just looks like they took Tobias. Because they hit Lynn and the guy and then took Tobias. I didn't see them take Lynn.
But he also called for the teleporter.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he's going to. I don't think that Dr. Jace needs Lynn anymore.
No, they need Lynn. Jace don't know nothing.
Lynn took Lynn. Remember, Lynn did the work. Dr. Jace copied it.
Unless there's more work to be done.
I don't know, because I do not know.
It looks like everybody needs Lynn.
I'm stressed.
ASA needs Lynn. Everybody needs Lynn.
I'm stressed.
And Lynn's on green. Needs herself.
With that being said, let's get into OMBL. Lanisha, let the people know what OMBL is.
For those of you guys who don't know, OMBL is Oh My Black Lightning. So anything you saw on the show that was like, OMG, Oh My Black Lightning, let us know in the comments. So I'm going to tell y'all mine.
Okay.
Y'all already know what mine is.
Seeing Khalil.
Khalil saying that he loves Jen. That means Khalil is alive. It's alive.
My OMBL was when Lynn injected ex-ASA agent from Louisville, and he disappeared. I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah, because now it's like build a meta. It's like we can just do whatever we want now.
Oh, and we saw that episode with the chip.
Mm-hmm.
But now people can disappear, and that's really dangerous.
My OMBL was... also, TC getting into Khalil's head, but not because, like, Khalil's still in there, but just because I'm interested to see how far TC's powers can go and if he can actually undo what's been done inside of Khalil.
Ooh. Good point.
He's an asset. See that, mama?
Because for a long time, I thought it was going to be Jen who knocked him back. Like, I thought she was going to almost, like, zap the chip to the point where it's fried, but this seems like a safer...
Well, yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe she already zapped the chip till it was fried.
Jazzy Jones brought up a good one. OMBL is Jeff and Gambi torturing Odell, because Jefferson almost lost it there for a minute.
Yeah.
You don't play with people's babies.
No,
that was
the
his
old
mark.
People and the babies, that's where you cross the line.
Yeah.
And he still don't know that Odell drugged Lynn.
Right? Like, I mean,
Odell's done. Also.
Odell's done. Like, he done.
They coming for you.
Because Jefferson literally said, I got something for that ass. Like, that came out of his mouth, but, like, in a more... What did he say? He said something, I got your ass, or something. But, you know, it meant the same thing. He was ready to go.
Okay? I'd also like to point out, a good amount of our predictions came true in this episode. I feel like it was Drew who said Lynn and Tobias may work together at some point. You could have said that. I could be making that up, but I think somebody said it.
Someone said it.
We said that Khalil and Jennifer would see face-to-face someday. Mm-hmm. They sure did. And I feel like something else happened. Well, Lady Eve, but we knew that.
I said Lady Eve.
Do you want to hop into news and gossip?
I do.
Let's do it. AfterBuzz TV
News. Okay, so it looks like we are going to introduce a new DC character to the Arrowverse named Geo-Force, also known as Brandon, also known as the guy that they need to give a Pantene commercial to.
Which is really exciting because if you read the comics, Geo-Force is associated with Young Justice League. He's associated with the Justice League. He's associated with the Outsiders, which Grace and Anissa are also associated with. And then obviously we saw Black Lightning become part of the Justice League in the crossover.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because we're slowly getting all these people from the Outsiders, and I'm like, is that mean we're gonna get like a season with them kind of doing their thing? Because I mean, the way that Anissa and Jefferson are really splitting up their leadership skills, I feel like we're gonna kind of see Anissa do her own version of the Justice League, which the Outsiders would be that.
When did she decide to stop being
aggressive with her dad?
No. Well, that part. But the resistance leader, what was the name?
Blackbird. It was a bird that was black. Black Canary is on the other show. But yes, Blackbird. I don't think she she did stop, but
we haven't seen Thunder in a while, and then boom, here she is.
I think Thunder came back because it was a personal matter. It was a family matter, but I think she's still very much Blackbird.
Okay.
Because when we interviewed her, she said, and you can go see this interview on AfterBuzz TV's red carpet page, she said that we're going to see a lot of Blackbird this season in comparison to Thunder.
Okay.
So I feel like we're not done with
Blackbird.
Mm-mm. Even though it is episode 11, so we are very far, so maybe we're getting Thunder back, but for the most part, I feel like we're not going to see her as Thunder. But I don't know.
I hope Thunder doesn't disappear. I like Blackbird. I don't like how she acts with her dad, but I hope that we get to see like a 50-50, like if it's a family thing, team family, then we see Thunder, and then if it's her team, we see Blackbird.
Yeah. I don't know, but let's hop into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah,
I know you said you were saying.
Are you waiting
so.
For me?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
All right, so boom. A new character. So I think that the writers here want to see Jennifer and Khalil together. Like, I don't think that they want to break everyone's heart, unfortunately, although I'm team Brennifer. So I think that we're going to be introduced a new female character, and we're going to see a Brandon and this woman and a Jennifer and a Khalil and an all-out fight against the ASA. Oh, so it's going to be like a double date kind of fight situation.
Oh, Lord.
I think Brandon will be like, oh, this was a crush, but obviously you have a feelings connection for Khalil, and he's just going to let it go gracefully. Second, I think that word's gonna get out. I think Lynn's still free, and Lynn's gonna say the Markovians took Tobias to Lynn, to Dr. Jace. Mm-hmm. And I think Jennifer and Brandon are gonna storm Dr. Jace. Mm. I have two predictions.
Dang, that's a lot. I like that. But I don't think Brandon's gonna go out gracefully, though. Okay. I think it's gonna be that triangle. Like, Jen got to choose, but obviously she's going to choose Khalil because Jen and Khalil. Hello. I think that with Grace being there, I think they're all, the Outsider plus the Black Lightning team, including Grace, is going to all battle against the ASA.
Okay. I can actually predict now because I really don't know what's going on. but I think I'm interested to see when Lynn's power is going to go away, because she's been on green light, and I wonder if the green light and what the dosage she took will somehow affect each other. But I do think the Markovians took her. I feel like she is with them. So I think she's going to be with them. I think it would be cool if her powers were still kind of in effect and we got to get like a Lin fight scene. I just think that'd be really cool.
You kind of got it with her hitting Tobias and knocking him out.
She said,
what that was natural. Like,
she said, you, what'd she call him? Like a thick lip bastard. I was like,
okay.
Gonna have to put that in my
repertoire.
My mind. Yeah, my repertoire. Like, gonna have to use that sometime. Thank you, sis. I think that's happening. I think even if they do get Khalil back, I think we're gonna see a lot of PTSD there. And so it's not gonna necessarily be the Khalil that we know and love. And I think Jen's gonna have to figure out if she wants to do that emotional labor or if she wants to do the easier route and just braid Brandon's hair.
Love's not easy.
Why don't you braid my hair?
But I definitely think this is, I definitely think we're on the home stretch and Jefferson's big mad now. Yeah. And I'm hoping that we get to see the family. It was really fun seeing the family all suited up together.
Well, they have to go save Lin if she's with Markovic.
Yeah, and so I think that would be fun to see them continue to be suited up.
Oh, one more thing. I think Gamby's going to make the suit for Brandon and Cece. I think he's going to make them some suits.
Mm. I get at this point, they've been in his lair.
You might as well make them a suit.
Everyone's getting suits. That's my Oprah impression. Anyway, you guys, let us know what you think in the comments, Twitter, all that jazz. We're everywhere. Ladies want to know where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zuri Shalice.
Yes, and I'm Lanisha, and you guys could follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And don't forget to leave in the comments Zuri's new nickname for a chance to win some Black Lightning swag. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.